Call the Senate Finance Committee meeting today to order. It's a little bit after 3 o'clock. Today we have joining me Senator Stedman, Senator Ellis, Senator Olson, Senator Egan, and Senator Thomas. Senator McGuire is on travel status, so she's unable to be with us today. But today we have the final markup on 2012 operating budget. On each member's desk, there's a packet of amendments for consideration. We will have a motion to adopt amendment number one. Senator Stedman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'd like to go ahead and move that we adopt amendment number one.
And I'll object for explanation. I have my staff, Tim Gusendorf, and Ledge Finance Director David Teal at the table for an explanation.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. For the record, my name is Tim Gusendorf, staff to the Senate Finance Committee. Amendment number one is two contracts agreements that have been ratified and put before us, are asked for by the, at the request of the governor. The first is for Alaska Voc Tech Center Teachers Association, and the second contract is for Alaska Higher Education Crafts and Trade Employees. And that is what amendment number one consists of.
Are there any questions from committee members? Seeing none, I'll remove my objection. Is there further objection to the adoption of amendment number one? Seeing none, amendment number one is adopted. Senator Stedman.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to go ahead and move amendment number two.
And I'll object to the adoption of amendment number two for a brief description of amendment number two.
For the record, Tim Rosendorf, staff of the Senate Finance Committee. Amendment number two that you should have before you, I'll just go down page by page. Item number one is Department of Education and Early Development, $380,000 for additional funding for Best Beginnings. Number two is Education and Early Development K through 12 support. This is conditional language that passed on the Senate floor last year, and we're just going to insert it at this time. It's the same language that we had in there last year. Page two, item number one, Department of Environmental Conservation, air quality, $155,000 general fund for air quality permits. Item number two for DEC is $20,000 for spill prevention response and contaminated sites program. Page three, number three, environmental conservation water quality. It's $82,000 and one permanent full-time environmental engineer. Page four, Department of Fish and Game for Division of Habitat, $103,500 general funds for a range 20 habitat biologist stationed in Fairbanks. We move on to health and social services. Item number one, public health nursing, $450,000 general funds and seven positions. Pay, and this is the pay for the increased cost of Norton Sound Nursing Program after the Norton Sound Health Corporation's grant is returned to the state. Item number two, seniors and disability services for Department of Health and Social Services, $300,000 for traumatic acquired brain injury program. At the bottom of the page five, we have Department of Law. This is $2,700,000 general funds for the Department of Law's oil and gas mining section. Page six, natural resources, item number one, land and for natural resources, land and water resources. This this piece will delete the funding for the Alaska Coastal and Ocean Management, and this can be addressed in a bill that's in the fiscal note of the bill as it moves to the legislature. Bottom of the page, University of Alaska Anchorage campus, 311.1 general funds, 15,000 university seats for recruitment and retention of Alaska natives for the or the RAN Nursing Network program. Number two for the university, Anchorage campus, is $392,600 general funds and four positions for the UAA Health Sciences Building staffing. Top of the next page. Bottom of the page, courts. Item number one, Alaska Court System Therapeutic Court, $79,900 to the Health and Social Services Department for Behavioral Health and Alcohol Safety Action Program. And we're also adding 79.9 interagency seats and one position. Now, item number two, Department of Admin, Legal Advocacy Services and Public Defender. This is a cleanup. Is this the cleanup of that?
It's a transcription.
It's a cleanup of the transcription that the legislature began last year, and this is just the final net zero cleanup of the transcription services for item number two. Page nine, language sections, item number one. This is a grant to the sum of $300,000 general funds for the purposes of trauma-informed to caregivers for appropriated trauma-informed behavioral health intervention and treatment services. And there is also a fund transfer involved in that. Then we're moving on to number one, the section right below it. This is a fund transfer. Number one.
These are the 12. Effective 12. These are the 11s.
Then why is the effective date 12?
These are two transfers that are in 12.
Okay, the first one is items 1 and 2. The first ones are the 012 transfers. The amount of punitive damages deposited in the general fund under AS 91720J for the fiscal year ending June 30th, 2007 through 2012, estimated to be $120,000, is appropriated from the general fund to the legal services fund. And item number 2 is the balance of June 30th, 2011, the accounts for the Alaska Housing Capital Corporation, a subsidy of the Alaska Housing Finance Corporation created under AS 1856086, estimated to be $387,178,400, is appropriated to the Budget Reserve Fund. The Statutory Budget Reserve Fund. The 2011 transfers, item number one at the bottom of the page, is the cruise ship gambling tax. And it'd be appropriated to the commercial passenger vessel tax account. No, that's not, that's wrong.
That's region numbers. Regional to the big one.
Okay, actually there's two transfers. The first one is from the Regional Cruise Ship Impact Fund, AS 435223C, and it's being moved, and it's estimated to be $3,259,900 is appropriated to commercial passenger vessel tax account. And then the second one is the gambling tax, the sum of $22,659,900 will be appropriated from the general fund to the large passenger vessel gaming and gambling tax account. Item number three. The sum of $400 million is appropriated from the general fund to the Power Cost Equalization Endowment, AS 4245070. Number four, item D, the sum of $60 million is appropriated from the general fund to the Alaska Marine Highway System Vessel Replacement Fund. And the last one is the sum of $1 billion is appropriated from the general fund to the Budget Reserve Fund. And although those last five were from FY11.
Are
that
there,
is amendment number two.
Are there any questions on amendment number one? Amendment number two. Seeing none, I'll remove. Senator Ellis. Senator Olson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Under number five, where you got that $1 billion that's being transferred, was that the statutory budget reserve or the constitutional budget reserve?
Through the chair. Senator Olson's statutory.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Further questions? With that, I'll remove my objection and ask Karen Rayfield to approach the table. Thank you, Ms. Rayfield. I wonder if you might have any comments for the committee regarding the amendment before us.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. For the record, Karen Rayfield with the Office of Management and Budget. First of all, I want to thank you and your staff and all of your members and your staff for the work on this budget. I think that we're actually in very good shape, and I look forward to working with the committee. There are several things that you've addressed in this amendment that will help us be able to continue the conversation through the conference committee process, and I appreciate your attention to that. Thank you.
Thank you for those comments. With that, are there any objections to the adoption of amendment number two?
We have a brief eddies.
Brief eddies. Back in order, Senator Ellis.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I don't have an objection. I think we've done some good work here, but do you have a total on, and I really like this savings before spending, and there's a huge component here in this proposed in this bill. Do we have a total of how much we're saving with this piece of legislation?
The sum total of the savings we classify as savings that are going into the accounts would be the items on page 9, item at the bottom of page 1 and 2, which are, Mr. Teal, would that be correct? Items 1 and 2 on the bottom of page 9 and all of page 10 as classified as savings?
Through the chair, Senator Hoffman, I actually have that number. It's
$1,869,178.4.
I don't
know. Of the five? The total savings that can be classified as savings. $1,482,000,000.
Mr. Chairman, for the record, David Teal, Director of Legislative Finance. People categorize savings in different ways. I would probably not categorize the gambling tax as a savings account. But the statutory budget reserve, $1 billion, certainly is. The 400 in PCE is an endowment, and we've typically classified it as a savings account. And then the movement from of AHFC to statutory budget reserves, AHFC was also a savings account. Going into the reserve account is savings to savings. The $60 million going into the Marine Highway Vessel Replacement Fund, we also categorize as a savings account because we don't know when that money would be spent on a vessel. As it happens, $60 million has already been appropriated for the vessel of general funds, and this additional 60 may go out as capital spending in 12 or 13. We don't know, but for now we categorize that as savings, so that the total savings would be $1.46 billion.
Thank you. And some may wonder why these numbers appear in this operating budget when we had included them into the supplemental, the earlier supplemental that we placed on the table last Friday evening. And the reason is that we were trying to get an understanding with the House on what exactly would be in the supplemental from the House and the Senate, so that it would not go to conference, and we were unable to come to an understanding of the total amount that would go into savings. So we felt that in order that we may not get to that understanding, that we put those savings amounts into the operating budget, and we will deal with the other body at the conference table on exactly how much is going to be going into savings. Mr. Grusendorf.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We have one technical correction we need to make on amendment number 2, page 4, item number 1, Department of Fish and Game. It's 103.5 general fund, but we also need to add one position to that, and that was not reflected in the first part of the amendment, so we'd be adding one position to that section of the amendment.
Thank you. Again, is there any further objection to the adoption of amendment number 2? Seeing none, amendment number 2 is adopted. At this point, we'll be asking for motions to move out House Bill 108 and 109 as separate motions. Senator Stedman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move the Senate committee substitute for committee substitute for House Bill 108, version O, as amended, adding the one permanent full-time position to the Fish and Game amendment on page 4. As amended from the committee with individual recommendations.
Is there objection? Seeing none, that motion passes. Senator Stedman.
Mr. Chairman, I move Senate committee substitute for committee substitute to House Bill 109, Finance Version E, as amended from committee with individual recommendations.
Is there objection to that motion? Seeing none, that motion passes. And one more motion, Senator Stedman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move that we allow the Legislative Finance Division to make any conforming and technical changes necessary to produce a clean bill for floor consideration.
Is there objection to that motion? Seeing none, that motion is adopted. That concludes the work of the committee, and we had addressed several of the concerns that we had regarding public testimony that was held virtually all day yesterday, that commenced at 8:30 yesterday morning and concluded sometime close to 6:30 in the evening. And I would like to thank the public for their participation in the process of addressing the concerns that people of Alaska thought were important enough for them to take time out of their busy schedule to come and testify before this committee. I'd like to thank all of the committee members for their hard work, the Legislative Finance, my staff, Tim Grusendorf, and all of the members of the Finance Committee, and look forward to working with the administration during the conference committee to get a final version that's acceptable to both bodies. Thank you very much, and we are adjourned.
It wasn't safe.